Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live today from Toronto, Canada, the last day of the week, December the 11th. We are very, very close to the holiday season for you that celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, and all those wonderful holidays on the end of the year. Very, very happy season's greeting for all of you, and we have to be politically correct. I want to thank everyone for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, especially to my special, amazing, oh my goodness, what an honor to have a guest like Mr. Dan Fleck, and he is on the other line. I will not take a lot of time to thank my listeners because I do. Unfortunately, we have amazing sponsors that I have to mention. We are listening, everyone, right now, over 42 countries all over the world. So thank you for your support. My goodness, a big applause to you guys. You guys deserve it. We are being listening. Everyone in Australia, so good evening to my Australia listeners, and I know that some of you, because this show is recorded, you will be listening later on. Australia, as I mentioned, we have crossed the border to Europe, obviously here through North America, Canada, and the U.S. Special hello to the people in Vancouver, because that's where my guest resides. And Long Island, hello Solange, happy holidays. I did say hello, like I promised. And the list goes on. I will not mention every place, because every city, because we will be running out of time. I just have to go with the continents. I forgot Africa, my friends in Africa, and Nigeria, Spain, my goodness, it's crazy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, the email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. And the news, well, we are having in Canada, if you are in different parts of the world, we're having, I don't know what about Vancouver, I will ask Dan, but in Toronto and Ontario, we've been having such an amazing weather. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's not December. It feels like very comfortable fall, so in the 14th, and kind of scary in a sense, because we do need the colder weather. We need the snow, and I'm hoping that it will last for a little longer, just because we love to be going out shopping in a warmer weather, but it's not the purpose. This is winter, guys. We're in Canada. We are in Ontario. Talking about shopping, I just wanted to make sure that people are doing their shopping now. We have 2 weeks for the holidays. Make sure that you do it now. Don't go last minute. Don't go bashing the cashier. The poor cashier is working really hard, or you know, that cleaner at that mall. Just be considerate. This is the time of giving, not the time of taking, and being nice and being general. Talking about giving, if you are would love to give to the Mississauga Food Bank, they're looking for donations. Mississauga Food Bank, make sure you look them up. I will have some links. I will be volunteering next week just to make sure that we're able to give our part. In the musical section, this is a radio show, and we will be playing music as always. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3s. We've been having tons and tons of MP3s sent out to us. We had the recent one, because it is the holiday season, Chris Tellez with the song is Christmas. This is a group, a very young group from LA. So thank you so much, Chris Tejas. And also we have, obviously, Sorrentis, also from LA. The song is called Broken Heart. And last but not least, we have to support our Canadian artists, right? So we have Andrea Goodman with the song Pages. So thank you so much, everyone, for submitting your MP3, and we will be happy to be playing your song and supporting you as a singer-songwriter. Well, my theme song is playing. That means that I need to move on. Thank you again for your support. We are being sponsored by naturenova.ca. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. Also, we are being sponsored by the magazine, the brand new magazine that is coming to Toronto, Success by Design. And last but not least, by Alka Total Fitness, right here in Toronto. So if you're looking at a really awesome workout, especially that the holidays are coming, and we're probably going to be eating things that we shouldn't be eating, and Alka Total Fitness has kickboxing, which you can burn up to 900 calories in one class. If you mention that you heard Alka Total Fitness here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, your first workout is free. Well, moving on, as I mentioned, here is my guest. There's a little bio. The man we're speaking today, he is the man, Dan Luck. He is a self-made entrepreneur. He is also a bestseller author, and he is considered to be the leading expert in the internet marketing. And he is referred as a millionaire mentor. His success, though, wasn't easy. He came to North America. He was quite young, and it was a rough cultural adjustment, like all of us immigrants. Also, he had limited knowledge in English. We had to learn the language coming here to Canada, and very difficult for someone who's coming to Canada had to learn. Most people, he struggled with adversities, and he had a job when he was teen. And by the way, guys, that was his very first and last job. He dropped out of college, and he went to College of Hard Knocks. He enrolled, and now he is one of the most hard sought out mentors. He managed companies under his leadership, generates more than $18 million. My goodness, that is dollars in sales, and tens of millions of dollars in revenue for last year. My goodness, this is fantastic. And there is a little audio here that I would love to play for you guys, so you can hear a little bit more of his background.
I was born in Hong Kong, and that's my baby photo. Everybody say, ah. Aww. Thank you. And I was born in Hong Kong. I came to Canada years ago with no money, no connections, and not a word of the English language on my lips, as you can hear. I still speak with an accent. And some of my friends, they say I still speak like Jackie Chan. I think I'm better than Jackie Chan. More articulate than Jackie Chan. And that's me playing at the piano. I don't know why when I was very young, my mom always dressed me like pink and light blue and stuff like that. Don't know why, but she just likes to do that. And when I was growing up, my mom and dad got divorced when I was 16 years old. And that's one of the reasons why we immigrated to Vancouver, Canada. Because my mom didn't want to stay in a relationship, because unfortunately my dad had an affair, and that's what happened. So if you can imagine going to a new country where you don't speak the language. So growing up, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I wasn't one of those people that had big dreams that I was going to do this, I was going to do that. I wasn't one of those people that had great talents. And I wasn't one of those people that know all the right people in all the right places, because when I first came to Canada, I didn't know anybody. I did not know anybody. So growing up...
So here you have a little idea who we're speaking to, and some of you already have the privilege and honor to meet him right at Socialite here in Toronto. So let's welcome with a wonderful round of applause, Mr. Denlock, the man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's such a privilege to have such a man like yourself here with us. And I've given you a lot of background. You guys are listening all over the world. You probably have questions. If you're interested in calling us in, the number is 347-996-3926. We are on social media. If you look up my page, Lizzie T Radio, on Facebook, on Twitter, you can comment as well. And again, the number is 347-996-3926. Point. Question I love to ask is just to make sure you feel comfortable, not that you need that, Dan, because you've been staged so many times, my goodness, but I just love to ask this question. What is your favorite drink?
What is my green tea?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow.
Because
I don't
smoke. I don't drink. I don't even drink coffee, but so tea is my, usually when I, every day I drink some kind of green tea.
Fantastic. And green tea is very healthy. And I love green tea. I'm drinking right now lemon water. So that's my favorite. And you know what? I've had that question asked to all my hundreds of guests. And this is the very first one that I've heard, green tea. I've had everything from pina coladas to wines to Shirley Temples. Never had green tea. So that's the first. So let's get started. You're a self-made millionaire. And for people that are listening to us all over the world, you drop out of college and you started your own education. And people that are listening to us right now, they're like, that's impossible. I'm saving for my kids to go to college. I'm in college and I want to be able to start my own business. I'm taking a business course or a business degree. But there is a possibility. There is people self-made, like many out there, that started with not even a dream, because that wasn't really your case. You had the dream later on. I was reading by your bio that you started many businesses and some of them fail. But persistent, I think, persistent is your key word. You wanted to do something you like. You didn't know why, but you found your niche. And what is an internet marketer? That is your expertise. For people that are listening to us, can you elaborate? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so many good questions. First of all, let's take a step back. When I was going to college at the time, because I started my first business when I was very, very young, when I was in high school. I started a lawn mowing business with a couple of my buddies, and that was a complete disaster. When I went to college at the time, I've already started some businesses and had some little bit success or mostly failures. So when I was taking business as my major, and at the time, I remember I was always arguing with my professor, with my instructor, because my instructor would be teaching from the textbook, and I would ask him, well, how do you know that works? Have you started a business? He said, no, but that's how it works. I said, but that's not how it works from my book. Because if you've never started a business, how could you teach me how to start a business? So we argued back and forth, and he did not like that, of course. So he failed me in my class, and at the time I said, finally, okay, I'm done with this. This is bullshit. And so I just walk out of the class. I said, I'm done with this. I want to do my own thing. So I think a lot of people, even young people, may be listening to this show. That of course, I think they're going to school, learn how to write, how to. I mean, if you want to be a doctor, lawyer, accountant, I think academic education is very important, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, a lot of kids nowadays think, oh yeah, I get my degree, I get my MBA or whatever, then I'm done. Well, you're not done. That's just the education actually starts after you graduate. So although I don't have a formal education. Sometimes people ask me when I do some work, oh, Dan, you know, you teach business. Do you have any MBA? Well, I have an MBA, but not the MBA you might be thinking. My MBA is a massive bank account. So
that's a
so
good one.
I have a degree for results, and I'm all about results. So for me, although I don't have an academic education, but I love education. I love learning. I read, you know, 2-3 books a week, and I've been doing that for many, many, many years. I'm right here now in my office. I'm looking at on my bookshelf. I've got a very big library. I've got over 2,000 books in my library. And on also hundreds of books now on Kindle, trying to save some space. And I've been to hundreds of workshops and learning from other successful people. So going back to your question, because I was on this journey that I'm learning, I'm improving all the time, that somehow at the time I was learning from a mentor. His name is Alan. And Alan was teaching me how business works, how marketing works, how do you sell something, how do you make a sale, how do you get it to the marketplace. I was learning from him. I was working with him, kind of as like an apprentice, and he taught me a lot of different things. I worked for him for almost a year, for next to nothing, and I always refer that year as the $1 million year of my life because I got a million. Dollar years of worth of education from that year. So then you could be timing. I mean, I don't know that. Then I went onto the internet, and at the time I was just selling stuff on eBay, and because I'm a fan of Bruce Lee, so I was actually buying things from Hong Kong, like Bruce Lee collectibles, and I was reselling them on eBay. And I was making, you know, a few $100s, and eventually I find more things, and then I was making a few $1,000s, and from eBay, then also went into for listener affiliate marketing that you're reselling other people's products and helping them promote. And from there, because internet, when I got on the internet, I mean, it wasn't that popular. I mean, I was doing marketing through bulletin boards. Not even Google, AdWords, Facebook, none of that. So it was an early. I was an early adopter. I was an early stage. So, and that took off, and I was doing very, very well, very, very quickly. And I was okay. I mean, I was smart with my money. So I took some of that money. And of course, I mean, I was, let's take a step back. I was stupid with my money in the beginning because I've never made this kind of money. In this kind of short period of time. I mean, Lizzie, think about it. At the time, I was making ridiculous amount of money. I would go out for dinner with my friends, okay? And we would blow like $3,000 a night.
Crazy.
And I don't even drink. I don't even drink. So it was stupid, and I was getting a new car every year. So as a young guy, I think we all went through that stage. But even then, I put away a little bit of money. I was investing in different companies, starting more internet businesses. And the long story short, and today I am a partner and I own 21 companies.
Wow.
And we do very, very well. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't, of course, we've had ups and downs. But that's kind of my journey and how I kind of got into internet marketing.
So when people ask internet marketing, you basically sell blogs, you sell products online, you sell yourself, because right now you are a coach. So people that will like to be able to be a coach by you, there is obviously fees. You sell your programs. How you started from where you are and now where you are going, because your life is amazing. Love the way you dress. I wanted to ask you about, because some people were asking me about that. What is it with the red suit?
Okay. So first of all, the red suit, it's a story. I go to Las Vegas every year to do my shopping. So I'll get all my suits and everything there. So I was actually trying out a 3-piece suit in a kind of gray colors, very, very nice, like a kind of tuxedo look. And I was trying it, and then the lady was measuring it at Dolce & Gabbana. And while I was waiting, putting on, and then I saw this red suit, and I was actually with my wife, and we were just joking. I mean, who's going to wear that red suit? I mean, come on. That's like, it's because it's on display. I said, well, we got like 20 minutes because we were just waiting. And I said, well, you know, put it on. Who cares? Ah, I said, no, that's ridiculous. And she said, no, just put it on. And then I put it on, and it actually looks quite good. And so then the material is great. It's actually, people ask me the question, it's actually, like, what's the material, right, Dan? It's actually silk. It's silk. And so, yeah, and I got the red suit, and that becomes, when I do, like, any kind of speaking gig that's large audience, I found that I get a good reaction out of it. People like it. And so that's kind of become my uniform then.
Well, I think it became your signature talk, and a lot of people identified with who you are, being red in the Oriental, if I'm not mistaken, but in the Oriental culture is meaning of being strong, being powerful, fire and all that good stuff. So I think
and luck as well.
Very good. That's the end luck. So this is definitely one of the things that people can identify you, seeing Dan Luck and seeing the red suit. It's just you. We know who you are. You know what you're all about, and you know what you portray. Definitely is your trademark, I would say. Very good. Your wife has a good taste, and continue consulting with her. Now, you already mentioned that you have somebody that you mentor by, Alan. Is there anybody else that influenced your life, any other mentor, any other coach that you would say that could help you out? And some perhaps a book that you can recommend for my listeners. Just hold on that question, and I will be right back with a word of my sponsor. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show right now. We are live some time, guys, if you would like to call in. The number is 347-996-3926. So very easy. 347-996-3926. We are with the fabulous, amazing Dan Luck, the man. Love that. And you can have your comments on my social media right now. We are live. But if you've just tuned in, just check in Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a radio button right now. You can listen to us live. You can see the beautiful picture that we have there with Mr. Dan. And you can call us in or comment. And here's a word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets. Increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance. A helpful approach to nutrition. Cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T 4S1 416 565 4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And we're back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, do I have a surprise for you today. If you just tuned in, we are with Mr. Dan Luck. The man. I wonder why he calls himself the man. Let's ask him. But I asked him a question earlier, just before our commercial. Who inspires him?
Yes. Well, with the first of all, the man. I didn't came up with that. It just somehow my friends, all my close friends, say, "Hey, Dan, you're the man." After a while, I don't know, that becomes my nickname. And that's, Lizzie, there's actually a difference. I want to clarify for our listener here. There's a difference between a coach and a mentor.
Right.
A coach, I don't see myself as a coach. It's not what I do. A coach is someone, let's say a basketball coach, or even a coach is someone, they're asking questions, they're holding you accountable, they're pushing you. A mentor is a whole other thing. A coach usually doesn't give you the answer. He wants to draw the answer from you within. But a mentor is someone that who's been there and done that, who's been through what you've gone through. So everything I do, I'm a mentor to a handful of entrepreneurs that I have been. This is, you were asking me earlier about the businesses I'm involved in online. I mean, we sell consumer products, we sell jewelry, we have software, membership site, like a whole very many different products. Not just online, because people like to pitch and hold you. People still see me because of all the work that I've done online. But I'm not just an online person. Example, I have one of the top financial planning company in Australia. I'm a partner in that. In Vancouver, we are doing a special 10-day event. I'm involved with that project called Vancouver Winter Wonderland, which is a 10-day like festival. And we're just opening today, 10-day festival.
Wow.
We're expecting over 100,000 people will attend.
Wow.
And I'll be there tonight.
Amazing.
So that's a business I'm involved with. But people usually identify me as internet marketing. It's easier for them to understand. But actually, I'm involved with a lot of different types of businesses. So going back to your question, Alan Jack is my first mentor. Now, over the years, I've had, of course, so many people that inspire me, that I learn from, that I've been to study them. But I would say, but personal mentor-wise, I have, first one is Alan Jack. The second mentor, his name is Dan Pena. Now, also Dan. I call him Big Dan. So with Big Dan, his claim to fame is he's started a company from scratch and grew that to $450 million in 8 years in the oil industry. And you go to my website, you'll see he's known as a $50 billion man because he also has a lot of mentees. Now he has created over $50 billion worth of value and equity for his mentees and for himself. And he's been my mentor for now 7-8 years. So those are the two people that have impacted my life. I always tell people, you know what, read the books, go to the workshops, meet with people. With myself, you know, I've read over 2,000 books. Those help. I've been to hundreds of conferences and workshops like Socialite. Those help. But I'm where I'm today, I could say, because of my mentors. And that's the answer for me. May not be the answer for everybody, but that's the answer for me. Having the mentor guiding me, showing me the ropes, and taking me under his wing, and showing me like how to succeed. So that's what works.
Fantastic. And I think all of us have to have a mentor, and you're absolutely right. Having a coach is somebody that would just kick your butt and say, get going, hold you accountable for things that you are not doing or you said you would do and you lacked and you just, oh, I forgot or I didn't have the time. So that person will just, you know, keep you going. But a coach is somebody that is a mentor, rather, is somebody that will keep you on your track because he's been there, he's done that. And that's who you are. You are an amazing mentor for a lot of people that are listening to us. They want to be where you are, including myself. That's who I see, wanted to be in the next 5 years, and the next 2 years, and the next 3 years. There's goals, and people like yourself can help people, entrepreneurs that are listening to us all over the world that need to take their business to the next step. That's who they need to contact. Now, looking back, when you were a child and knowing where you are now, did it ever cross your mind that you will be where you are right now? Because
Absolutely not, because it's not in my wildest imagination that I would be imagining what I. Because keep in mind, I mean, Lizzie, when I was going to high school, I was always the kid who always sit in the very back. I never put up my hand. I never asked questions. I had very few friends. I was bullied. I was when you were going to high school, you know, the kid that you've been through like a few semester, and you don't even know the name. I was that kid.
Wow.
I was an invisible kid. So how could I imagine from there that I would be mentoring other people, and I would write books, and I would speak, and I would share? It's not in my wildest imagination. So I'm so grateful that my story, that has what I've gone through, could impact people in some positive way that would inspire them to pursue their own path of success and freedom. So very, very grateful, very grateful.
And good for you that you're able to recognize that you have a huge part on this earth. And that's my next question. Now that you know what you were meant to do, what would you say is the purpose in this planet? How would you consider yourself? Because I know that you love to give. You're not just the guy who's making millions, but you're very involved with communities. I was able to Google you, and I was very impressed that you're very active with different organizations, charities, and stuff like that. Do you realize your part in this earth? Do you know what your purpose is now?
Yes. I mean, for the first 10 years of my business career, I would say from my 20 to 30 years old, I was a type A overachiever. It's all about me. It's about making money. It's about success. It's about achievement. And I mastered that. And I mastered the science of achievement. But then I was miserable that people might not know it, but I was making money, but somehow I felt something was missing in my life, and it was all about me. And I'm not proud to admit it, I was a jerk. I was very, very aggressive. I was ruthless in some cases when it comes to business, that it's all about, you know, it's all the chips, I want to grab them all. And then when I got to 30 years old, I went through a transition that, you know what, it's not about that. Because this is not working. That I thought this is what I wanted, but it's actually not what I wanted. And it's not just about more and more and more. Yes, life is about more. It is about growing yourself, improving yourself. But it's not just pursuing more money for the sake of more money. And so I realized, no, this is not the path I want to take. I spent quite a few months kind of thinking through my life, you know, when am I the happiest? When am I the,
very good question.
That I feel like, yeah, when am I feel, when, what are those moments that I feel I'm alive? Then I realize, you know what, when I am teaching, when I'm on stage, when I'm the happiest, when I hang out with entrepreneurs, period. And I'm like, you know what, how could I do more of that? Let's do more of that in my life. And what if I do it in a way that, because I was doing very, you see it on YouTube too. I mean, you can see it. I mean, everything that's transparent. I was doing very expensive workshops. You know, people pay, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to come to my workshop one day, 2 days. And I've done a lot of that. And I said, what if I could just teach? Because I don't need the money. What if I just set up a group and I would just teach there regularly and give back and take some of that knowledge and just share with the world? And that's exactly what I did. So
good
in 2014, I launched Vancouver Entrepreneurs Group and in Vancouver, and we meet once a month. We just had a meeting a couple of days ago, and I would teach there and I would give back, and people pay like very little money to be there, and I would just give. I said, anyone who wants to learn, you can come, and we build a very strong community from zero to over now 1,300 members with absolutely zero advertising. It's all word of mouth within less than a year and a half. And so
that's
awesome. Yeah, and then we take a lot of that and I post it on YouTube, and I tell people, you want to learn from me, everything is, I give it in my podcast, Shoulders of Titans, where every week I interview a millionaire, even a billionaire entrepreneur that I know. I would post it on my podcast, all free, all my videos are free. My books is like, you know, a few dollars, $10 or something on Amazon. That's my way of giving back, because I believe a lot of problems we have in society nowadays can be solved with entrepreneurship. That's my belief. So my mission is to impact 100,000 entrepreneurs in the next 5 years. because I know if I could impact that 100,000 entrepreneurs, they could go out there and impact millions and millions of people. They would be the one that come up with a product that solve a problem in the marketplace. They would be the one that comes up with some solution, or maybe a social enterprise to solve some of these other problems, environmental problems, whatever that it is. Because even though your employee, if you're listening to this show, you're listening to me right now, I think we can all have that entrepreneurial mindset that you could be creative, you could take risk, you could focus on problem solving. That's a good mindset to have, regardless what is it that you do, and that's what I believe in.
And this is the true meaning of being an entrepreneur, guys, because you're not just giving money. You're giving your time, which is more valuable than anything. This time you cannot get back. You cannot put an amount on it. Every time I spend any time out there, it's time that I'm taking away with my kids, with my family. So to me, when I give time, it's endless. It's priceless. And this is what Dan is doing, everyone. He's given back in a huge, huge way. And 100,000 people, that's a number, but I don't see it being an unreachable number. And a good friend of ours, Teresa Larico, said, if you help $1 billion, you would have your dreams come through. And if you help 1 billion people, you would have your dreams come through. And that's exactly what it is. And I love that quote. I love that saying, because 1 million people is not a lot of people to reach. And you can definitely have it back. You're listening to the Lizzy Radio Show. We are speaking with an amazing man. Just the more I know about him, the more I love him, and the more you should get to know him as well. We are broadcasting live, but if you have just tuned in and you are wondering, who the heck does Lizzie have today? You can always call us in at 347-996-3926. You know, guys, you know I love interaction. This is a radio show. We can always call, you can always call in, and you can always talk to us. We don't bite. But if you are shy, if you don't want to be live with us, you can write your message on my social media. And the social media is Facebook.com/LizzyTRadio. We're also on Twitter, also on Pinterest. We are everywhere. And you can always say hello to Mr. Dan, the man. Now, we are starting to come, running out of time. We have some music to play, as all of you know. But I do have a couple of more questions before he does realize what the purpose is in this planet, really. But what are the plans for the future? Big dreams, Dan. What do you foresee yourself doing? Do you plan to leave this legacy to someone that is special to you, or what do you foresee your company going?
Very good question. First of all, I think a lot of people, they're too hung up on, because I see it at some, even at social like conference as well, that some people that I met, you know what? What is my life purpose, Dan? I want to find my life purpose. And I always tell them, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And there's a big difference. Because I didn't kind of quote-unquote find my purpose. I would just think back when I was in high school, and would just one step at a time that, hey, you know what? My very first initial goal was just to have enough confidence so I can have some friends. That was it. And then from there, and then the mom and dad got divorced, so I want to take care of my mom. That was that. Then I know in order to take care of my mom, I had to start my own business. So I started a business, and I failed, and many, many, many times. I failed at 13 businesses before having my first success. And then I learned from that, and then I found my mentor. I was eager. I was hungry. I wanted to learn. And from there, and I learn, and I get a little bit smarter. And it's like even speaking, I never thought of I'll become a speaker. I was at the time just going through Toastmasters, and after a year of that and learning to speak, and people say, "Oh, Dan, you have a talent at speaking." I said, "Me? Talent? Are you kidding me?" I said, "Yeah, you're good at this." And people feel motivated around you. They feel inspired. I said, "Okay, so maybe I could do a little bit of that." And remember, Lizzie, the first seminar that I did, I had three people in the audience. Three.
Wow.
And one was my mom.
I was just going to say, I bet you the other person was your mother.
Yeah. So I mean, I never thought so, but it's about I'm honing my skills, I'm improving myself, I'm growing, and it's not so much finding myself, it's creating who I want to become. So from Dan Locke the boy to now Dan Locke the man, I condition myself, my psychology, my mentality, my skills, my characteristics, all of that. I shape myself into who I am today. So with people who are listening, it's not about just so much. So for me, interestingly enough, again, for the first 10 years, overachiever, goal-oriented, very driven. I'm still very driven. I'm more driven today than even what I was a few years ago. But I actually, if you sit down with me and say, hey, Dan, what is your goal? I could tell you, Lizzie, I don't have a goal.
Interesting.
I do not have a goal. Now I'm at a point of my life that before it was all life, I create, you know, life happens by me that I go through that stage, that everything happens by me. Now, if I can leave just one thing very quickly for your listener, because I know we're running out of time, because I believe life, we go through four stages. First stage is what I call life happens to me. The to-me stage, that it's the victim mentality that, oh, well, it's the economy, it's the government, it's my boss, it's whatever. So you are a victim that you have no control over your life. So life happens to me. Second stage, you have life happens by me. That means it's I create it. I am responsible for my life, that I will conquer the world. I will slay the dragon. I'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. And I've operated in that mode for many, many years, and a lot of entrepreneurs operate in that mode. But it's exhausting. To a point, now stage three is where I'm today. It's life happens through me. That you get to a stage where you're kind of, it's a flow stage, what I call. That, you know what, life just happens through me. That life happens. Maybe the only difference is I'm not attached to the outcome anymore. So if I do a business deal or a business transaction, if it's successful, great. If not, maybe it's not meant to be. So nowadays, I just let life happen, and life happens through me. So I don't have a goal. I have benchmark for all the companies, but I don't have a goal personally. It's just whatever happens, it just happens. I believe that kind of approach that opens up my world, who I'm going to meet, what I'm going to do. And life is exciting. It's like a box of chocolate. You don't know what to expect. And then stage four, hopefully later in my life I can reach to that. It's life as me. Life as me. Said that life as one. You see everything is energy, everything. It's more the enlightened stage. You know, Buddhas or Jesus, I mean, those are the people who arrive to that stage, something I strive to get to, maybe later in the stage of my life. But now it's life happens through me.
That's amazing. And for you that are listening right now, I think it's very important for me to reiterate. And there's four stages on your life. And I'm writing this down and I am learning and I'm being very inspired by this man, the man. Life happens to me. And it's so amazing how we take the why is it happening to me? It's the victim. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it, the victim mentality. And that shouldn't happen, but it does. And here we are, how we can go through this. Life happens by me. This is great. It's true. We are in a stage that we can see that. We're able to diagnose, basically be a doctor. And then the life happens through me. This is when we kind of let it go. And it's just whatever happens, whatever is meant to be, is meant to be. And number four, what is number four? I missed number four.
Yeah, life, as me. So that means you see everything as one. Everything is connected. That it's a very enlightened kind of stage. That I see the cup in front of me. Everything I can see is all connected. It's all, I'm one with the universe. So that's a very, very high level of spirituality. Very few people get there, of course. Sometimes, maybe once a while, if I'm meditating, that I might get a sense a little bit for a brief moment what that feels like. Believe it or not, it's funny. People look at me and say, oh, Dan, you're this business guy. I'm actually quite spiritual. And I learned, again, it's after the 30 years old, I went on a path and studied a lot about different religions, personal development, spirituality, and now I actually integrate that approach in my business. So I have my business acumen, my business savvy, but combined with a kind of little bit of spiritual approach to life. And funny thing is, businesses are doing better than ever. I'm happier than ever.
I believe that.
I'm be able to help more people than ever. So it's incredible. Truly, it's incredible.
And I believe that, because that is a true sign, again, of a true entrepreneur, is when they're able to reach that level, they are able to be as happy, more happier than they ever been in their life. They're able to give more to charities, to places, to countries, and children that need in the world. And that is really a spiritual sense, is the spiritual realm. Now, last question. Before we run out of time, how did you define success? For people that are listening to us, they are always, and I always get this question by my audience, is ask him how does he define success? Because a lot of people see it as being money. I see success as you doing whatever is it that you love to do when you're happy, when you're Bill, I love my radio show. I'm doing TV, and I love what I do. To me, I consider myself successful. But how about you, Dan? How do you define success?
Yes. Well, again, for the first 10 years, I would define success as having a lot of money. But now I have learned that success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. So success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. So I think I now believe that success is having a set of a predetermined goals, and you are on your journey, you're on your way achieving those goals and having a good time doing it. That's success. So if someone who has a lot of money but is divorced, the kids hate the guy, and the employees hate the guy, is he successful? He's miserable. That's not success.
That's right.
At the same time, someone who is very successful, who is a mom and taking care of the kid and nurturing them and developing, that to me is a very successful person. So it's not about just money, and it's not about that at all. Having a set of predetermined goals, and you're on your way of achieving those goals, and you're having a great time doing it. That's about it.
And that is exactly what I expect you to say. Dan, Radio Show, for honoring us with your presence, with your knowledge, your expertise, everything that you have to offer. This has been amazing. For you that are listening to us all over the world, if you just tuned in, this is recorded. Click the radio button. You'll be able to hear more about Dan, the man in red. And there's so much information on YouTube. It's crazy. Basically, everything that this man knows, he's given it away on YouTube. But if you are in different parts of the world and you would like to have this man come to you, how can people reach you, Dan, and how can people get a hold of you?
Yes, the easiest way would be www.danlok.com. Just go to www.danlok.com, danlok.com. They could, again, go to my YouTube channel. I mean, well, I've got over 200 videos on there, and my goal is to build a whole library of, like, my body of knowledge, and in a few years to have thousands of videos. So anyone in the world, any entrepreneur in the world can get access to it for free. They can also go to my podcast, www.shouldersoftitans.com. They can also listen and subscribe to my podcast as well. Again, I mean, I do that to give back. And if they want to learn from other successful entrepreneurs that they might not, you can easily have access to, they can listen to that show as well.
And he continued giving. This is great. This is the season of great giving, and here he is showing firsthand what it's like to give. Dan, it's been, again, a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much. Happy holiday season for you and your family and your amazing, beautiful wife that I had the opportunity to serve at Social Light. And this, it was an honor, and I was so happy to be part of that. I was so happy to be able to meet you and listen and your presentation. It was just out of this world. And again, for you that are listening, please get in contact with him and learn what he has to offer. Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful, wonderful holidays, a wonderful day.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine.
Bye-bye for now. And there he is, Dan the Man. My goodness. Hopefully you were able to grasp a little bit of what this man has to offer, because there's so much. And obviously, and on the Lizzie T Radio Show, there's not enough time. There is quite a bit of restrictions, but you can always link up his website. I will have it on my social media for you to be able to go directly to his site. And if you are looking for him to speak in your stage, you can always contact him. He's very funny, and it will definitely, definitely make your day. Moving on the musical section is Chris Tellez from Los Angeles. Sorry about that. And on the season, the song is called It's Christmas. Hope you enjoy it.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay?
I'm
That was Andrea Goodman with the song Pages. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you had an amazing time listening to Dan Lachman's knowledge, all expertise. It's a wonderful opportunity to have somebody of his stature here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We will be back tomorrow with another amazing guest. Actually, tomorrow is Saturday, so it's a pre-recorded show tomorrow. If you don't feel comfortable being on the Lizzie T Radio Show live, we will be able to pre-record you, and we will be editing all these as, and I'm not sure if I should answer that way, and I will edit it, and we will play it on Monday to Friday, our show Monday to Friday, and that's it. There's nothing to it. No reason to feel uncomfortable here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Again, make sure that you are safe on the holiday season. There is a lot of parties going on, and some of us drink, some of us don't. For the ones that do, make sure that you are safe when you are driving. There's a lot of people out there walking and taking buses, and we don't want to have any accidents. Make sure that everything is safe on the holiday season. We want to be able to have a good time with your family. And this is what it is. This is what it's all about, the holiday season. So thank you again, everyone, for listening. I will be playing one more song because we do have a little bit more time. This is a singer-songwriter from New York. I had the privilege and honor to interview her. Her name is Sophia, and the song is a Spanish song. It's a tango. It's called El Último Café, and I hope you enjoy. Let's support our singers and songwriters.
Torbellino, vuelve en el otoño atardecer. Miro la garúa y mientras miro, gira la cuchara de café del último café que tus labios con frío pidieron esa vez con la voz de un suspiro. Recuerdo tu desdén, te evoco sin razón, te escucho sin que estés. Lo nuestro terminó, dijiste un adiós de azúcar y de hiel. Lo mismo que el café, que el amor, que el olvido, que el vértigo final de un rencor sin porqué. Entonces comprendí mi soledad sin para qué. Llovía y te ofrecí el último café.
American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness, cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, #6, Thornhill, ONL3T4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs, and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian Show, North American Radio.